What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
My dad is an anesthesiologist and pain specialist. He's brilliant, but his decades of experience are not in growing a startup business. My mom is a homemaker, and she was a speech-language pathologist. Her experience isn't in growing a startup business. I came from a theater major and stand-up comedy background and recruiting background. I didn't have any experience with it, and my sister was a psychology major. Like, you just have to go, all right, that's happened. You got to face it, and you have to beat that velociraptor off with anything you can find, a stick, a rock, a boat, like anything.
You're listening to What I Know. I'm Christine Ligorio-Chafkin. Today's episode, The Secret Project and the Stand-Up Comedian. It is September, and here at Inc. Magazine, that means it's Inc. 5000 season. Our list of the fastest-growing companies in the United States just came out. And that's giving me the occasion, here on What I Know, to dig up some of the most fascinating stories from this year's list. They aren't just the stories of hyper-fast growth and steep learning curves and near failure. They're also stories of rethinking the way we work and our workplaces. Stories of challenging long-held assumptions, of taking on the government, and of inspiration rising out of a health crisis. Today's guest, Jesselyn Rollins, is the daughter of a physician whose wife was battling breast cancer. Over the course of years, in secret, he created a solution to ease some of her symptoms. And his daughter, who would become his chief salesperson, marketing whiz, and finally CEO, had no clue until a bunch of pallets of BioLite got loaded off a truck. I'll let Jesselyn explain.
So the whole reason why BioLite was created was because my mom had breast cancer. And when she was going through her chemo treatments, she was so dehydrated that she could not keep up with her chemo treatments without getting IV bags beforehand. Now, my family was trying everything. Sports drinks, children's rehydration products, electrolyte powders, and nothing was working. So my dad, as I mentioned, is a doctor. He's an anesthesiologist with years of experience tailoring his patients' IV bags with nutritional supplementation to help them feel better. So when all of those other products were not working for mom, my dad set out on this journey to create a product that would be like bringing the IV bag home to people when and where they needed it. It took Dad 4 years to create BioLite. And BioLite today is the first recovery drink with as many electrolytes as an IV bag, plus ingredients that help with symptoms of dehydration, nausea, fatigue, and headache. But in comparison to the other products on the market, you would have to drink close to 7 Gatorades to equal the electrolytes in 1 BioLite, or a quart and a half of the leading children's rehydration products.
Yeah, so it's both sort of a medical product and sort of a athletics and maybe a hangover cure product too. Many different uses. How do you market it?
That's a great question, and we get it all the time. So you touched on all 3 different segments of the BioLite consumer. You have the athletic piece, and we would include like sweaty occupations in that as well, electricians, farmers, things like that. Then you have the medical piece of it, people going through acute or chronic illnesses. Hey, I've got COVID, I've got the flu, I've got cancer, I've got POTS. BioLite is a great fit for all of those different patient profiles as well. And then you have the overindulgence piece. And you don't even, that's the thing about, you know, drinking alcohol, it doesn't matter if you have one too many or you've quote unquote overindulged. You hit a certain age and one glass of wine just hits different. BioLite is insanely effective for that patient profile as well. But the reason why we have had different people guide us, and you have to pick one, you have to pick this one over that one, or you can't do all three. But we don't pick at BioLite, because what attaches and what connects all three of those different customer paths is this overarching idea of health. BioLite was made for health care, and that doesn't just fit into a medical setting. That doesn't just fit a sports field. It doesn't just fit after one too many alcoholic beverages. It does apply to all three markets.
That's fantastic. So let's back up a little bit. How old were you when your dad started working on this, and when your mom was struggling with her cancer treatments? I read in our Inc. 5000 issue and in the profile of you that you didn't even know your dad was working on it really until these pallets of beverage showed up in your driveway.
Yes. Which is absurd. I cannot believe he literally kept this a secret for 4 years. So here's the deal. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2005. So we really struggled for years with mom. And in the end, she finally beat cancer. And it wasn't until a few years later that it's kind of like that idea started to develop over time, and it built on itself. And my dad started thinking and creating the idea for BioLite around 2012. And then BioLite, that's the thing. The reason why it takes so long is BioLite is not something that you can make in your kitchen. Like, you can't get some tap water and pour some Morton salt in a glass and hope for the best. This was a very intentional process. And it's insanely challenging to make IV fluid actually taste good. So my dad worked with a specific beverage expertise company, and they worked together to formulate BioLite, the first ever IV in a bottle. And then it literally was not until June 15th of 2016 when my dad decided it was a good idea to tell me that 4.5 pallets of BioLite were on their way to my parents' home in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was like, you know, BT Dubs, have something to share. We have 4 pallets of this drink I've been secretly working on with your oldest sister, Sarah, coming to the house tomorrow. And I know your career in stand-up comedy isn't going anywhere. So, and you're really good at talking to people. You're really good at sales. Would love for you to head up the sales department. And of course, I was 25 at the time. And I mean, just completely a conceited 25-year-old. I was like, of course, Dad wants me to head up his sales department. Like, it turns out later that Dad just didn't want to pay anyone. And I was an easy go-to.
Right. The free labor of a child.
It is a modern day, like, I'm going to have a ton of children to help me work on the farm. The modern day version of that.
Wait, so you had another sibling who was already working with him on it.
So Sarah, my oldest sister, she was in the beginnings of BioLite. She was actually the one who had the idea for BioLite in the beginning. So she took it to my dad, and my dad was like, Sarah, that is a phenomenal idea. And he had the experience to know how to do it. So they worked together over the course of 4 years to bring it into fruition. Because here's the thing, if Dad was by himself, he is a 9-to-5 anesthesiologist and pain specialist. Like, there's not enough hours in the day for one person to be able to get this off the ground.
Right.
The fact that he did have Sarah, and Sarah was the one with the idea, I mean, we couldn't have done it without her.
You were selling BioLite like out of your car. You were selling, yeah, trying to get it onto store shelves. Tell me about that period of time.
So 4.5 pallets arrive in my parents' home. And my dad has this funny story that he was so excited when he came home and they were delivered. And he was just, oh boy, this is so great. And then he woke up the next morning and came out with his cup of coffee and looked out in the garage and was like, what the hell did I just do? That was kind of my response. But I was so excited. I was so excited about the potential of working with my family, of having this drink that was the first of its kind. So before I can tell you about me loading up pallets of BioLite, I have to tell you about my personal experience with it.
Sure.
When my dad came to me and was like, would love for you to head up the sales of this drink that I secretly created on the side, I was like, Dad, don't get me wrong. This sounds really cool, but I have no idea if this stuff works. I don't want to sell something if I don't know if it's going to be a good thing. And he was like, totally get it. What I would recommend is putting your body into a state of dehydration. And I was, and of course, being 25, I was like, I'm going to drink too much. So no joke, I went out, drank too much, woke up the next morning, pounding headache, super nauseous. And what my dad said was that put a 30-minute timer on your phone, because that's the only difference between us and an IV bag, is there's a 30-minute delay. So I poured BioLite over ice. I was like, wow, this is salty, and drank it. And no joke, like 18 minutes, I started to hyperventilate because I didn't feel any different. I was like, oh no, Dad created a dud. This is terrible. How am I going to tell him? And then at about 28 minutes, like down to the wire, was when I started to normalize. And when you go from, I feel really sick, to I feel like myself, it's a huge change. But that was the thing. Like I mentioned, I wanted this to work. I wanted to work with my family. I wanted this to be a great product. So I knew that I had some internal bias. So I didn't trust myself. So what I did was I went over to my mother-in-law's office. She's in sales. She's in real estate. And we mapped out all of the different customers that BioLite could help. I mean, we laid out events, sports, overindulgence, sweaty occupations. And I have a picture of her writing on these massive rainbow note cards to like who to go after. And so the lowest hanging fruit and the first thing that I did was I went to my high school. So in Atlanta, I went to the Lovett School. I bought a cooler backpack, filled it with BioLite, and showed up at our athletic training office studio at Lovett. And I was in theater, so they had no idea who I was. And so I walked in, I was like, hey, Sean DeFalvero, I'm Jesslyn. You probably don't remember me, but I've got this drink that I'd love for you to try. I tried to explain it. I was like, it's supposed to be close to IV fluid, like this, that, and the other. And he was like, thanks so much, weirdo. Like, get out of here. Anyway, I drop off those samples on a Thursday. I get a call from Sean DeFalvero on Saturday morning, and he goes, Jesslyn, where can I get more of those drinks? And I was like, you liked them? And he was like, Jesslyn, I gave one bottle of BioLite to 10 guys on my football team that are habitual crampers. And I gave them one bottle of BioLite before the game and one at halftime, and 9 of them did not cramp at all. I love that product. Where can I get more? So that is what sent me into a frenzy of I'm going to every single high school in the state. And I showed up with BioLite in a rolling cooler to, I mean, almost 50 high schools. And I mean, it was just all of this feedback. It's incredible for cramping. It's incredible for fatigue. I needed that feedback from them to know that we had something, and built it from there.
Tell me what was going on behind the scenes. Like, what was it actually like in the first few years working with your family? Your dad's a full-time physician, doesn't have a ton of time to actually put into the product or its growth. Were you working with your siblings at that point? And what is that like? I know that, you know, at Inc., we report on family business all the time, and there are certain joys for it and certain strains.
Trying to grow BioLite in the early years was like trying to climb a mountain while a velociraptor tried to eat you. There were challenges at every single step of the way, and challenges that could potentially be fatal. one of the challenges that we ran into was when BioLite was first arrived in to my parents' garage, I was looking at the ingredients for the first time and I was like, well, what's this ingredient? And there were preservatives in BioLite. And we did not know that they were going to put preservatives in BioLite. And we didn't want them to put preservatives in BioLite. I didn't want to sell something with preservatives in it. But the reason why they did it was for preservation. And we were like, we have to come up with another way to create this product because we don't want those preservatives in it. And so we had to completely change the way that BioLite was being created. And I mean, y'all got to understand, my dad is an anesthesiologist and pain specialist. He's brilliant, but his decades of experience are not in growing a startup business. My mom is a homemaker and she was a speech language pathologist. Her experience isn't in growing a startup business. I came from a theater major and stand-up comedy background and recruiting background. I didn't have any experience with it. And my sister was a psychology major. Like, there were so many different things that we were not expecting all along the way that you just have to go, all right, that's happened. You got to face it and you have to deal with it. And you have to beat that velociraptor off with anything you can find, a stick, a rock, a boat, like anything to make it up the mountain.
Yeah, I imagine there were so that the learning curve is pretty steep, starting with the preservatives. I mean, shelf stability, right? It's a thing. Did you find experts? Did you hire people? Or did you work with a packer who knew those things a little better than you did at the time? What was your secret there in terms of learning fast and achieving that growth?
Dad made an incredible product to start off with. And not only an incredible product that was just a good product, a product that actually worked. So that was a huge foundational piece of why BioLite is still around today. The preservatives were there, but we could easily get those out. But the foundation of BioLite has truly remained the same. But yes, for our company, there is so much science, thought, being very intentional about the product. And with the backgrounds that I just mentioned of my family, we were not equipped to make those decisions. And what do you do when you're not equipped with the knowledge of knowing how to do things? You have to hire either on a full-time basis or a part-time basis or a consulting basis, or just simply outsource that knowledge so you can have access to it. I mean, we were digging out of a hole financially. My dad had put an initial investment of close to $1 million into BioLite to get it off the ground.
Wow.
He was the only investor and he took 100% of the risk. And that's the whole reason why he was tapping into me. He did not want to spend any more money. So all of the experts that we used in those beginning days were outsourced. But you have companies that are highly equipped to help you formulate a scientific medical drink like BioLite. And that's exactly what we did. And that's exactly what you have to do when you don't have the internal knowledge yourself.
When we come back, I'll talk with Jesselyn about how she pitched her parents over and over on becoming CEO. But first, a quick break.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful, growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
And you sort of remained the chief salesperson, the voice of the emerging brand as it was. And it took you some time to convince your parents to make you CEO. Is that right?
Yes. It took so much convincing.
Tell me about that process. What was that like?
So, God bless. So that process, you have to understand, I was learning every single day of what business was about. And And I was learning it in the field. As my husband likes to say, I was getting my master's in business by actually building a business. And that's what I was doing. So when I initially got started, I didn't know what I would want in this company. However, I tapped into what I was good at, which was building relationships, selling the product, and marketing the product, and really getting feedback from customers. That was the greatest gift that I ever could have done for BioLite, was start with this product that Dad created and get it in front of customers and truly care and value the feedback that they gave me. And it was very honest feedback. We shaped so many things about what the product is today based off of that. It wasn't probably until 2 years into BioLite when I was like, I want the full control and full operational control of this company. And I was very confident, even at a young age, that I was the person for the job. I didn't want anybody else doing this. I was very invested into making BioLite a success, and I wanted to be the one in charge. I wanted the responsibility of making BioLite a success or not. But I had to learn the responsibilities of a CEO and the leader of a company. I had to learn that along the way. I would put presentations together for my parents being like, this is what a CEO is. This is what a CEO does. This is what I do. I believe that I should hold this title. And they were like, absolutely not. Like, thank you for all you do. Appreciate you. Keep it up. Absolutely not. And I always heard absolutely not is not right now. And I think that relentless, like, listen, it's not on my timeline. They don't think I'm ready, but I will be ready. They're not interviewing anybody else, so the position is still open for Jesslyn Rollins. That sheer will and belief in myself and just relentlessly putting presentations together of, all right, now I've met this milestone. Now will you give it to me? Now I've hit this milestone. Can I have it now? And they finally said yes. I'm so happy that my parents did that, because when you're young and you have all the confidence in the world that you're the person for the job, looking back, like, I was not ready for that. They gave me such a gift to actually challenge me to say, you're not ready. You have to mature in this company and then we'll give it to you. I'm incredibly grateful for my parents for challenging me to show them that I was ready, because it only made me a better leader and it only made me more grateful for the responsibility that I hold today.
Yeah. What do you think was the tipping point there, if there was one? Were they looking for a milestone from you? Were they looking for a certain amount of growth? Or was there a smart move that you made that really showed them, you know, that you were ready?
So BioLite's a unicorn. And the reason I say that is because BioLite has either doubled in growth or more than doubled in growth in revenue every single year that we've been in business. So the first year when I was selling BioLite out of the back of my car, we did $157,000 in sales. The next year we did $1.3 million. The next year we did $3.4 million. The next year we did $8 million. The next year we did a little bit over 16, almost 17. And this year we're on track for 25 million. And we became profitable our third year in business. And currently the company is funding itself. So having that track record behind me definitely helped. Say, I haven't held the title, but I've been leading the charge here. And I believe that I'm the woman for the job.
You landed at number 605 on the 2022 Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing companies in the United States. I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but over the past 3 years, what do you think was the most important factor for that fast growth?
There's a few things. One being hiring the right people. In the beginning, as I mentioned, dad didn't want to spend any more money. So we were doing the best we can with little old me. But the first person that we hired was Kelly Hara, our director of logistics. And the reason why he was a key hire in the beginning was because I was so bad at logistics. We had to have someone that came in and knew how to do it better. So we hired Kelly when we could afford him. And so every single year, as the company grew and we could afford more people, I got to offload in this order, like things that I was not good at. As a leader, you have to be hyper self-aware. And I was very aware of where my weaknesses are. And so I hired around that. So hiring people like that were way better at their jobs than I was. Like, I was good at sales. Jason Miller, our now VP of sales, is an animal. I got by on logistics. Kelly Hara is an animal. I am decent with finances. Matt Beecham, our CFO, is just incredible with the numbers. So that being self-aware of where I'm weak and hiring the right people to get the job done in a massive way, that's definitely been one of the keys, if not the key, to success for BioLite.
How many employees do you have total now?
37.
Great.
Well, and to that point, every year we've doubled in revenue or more than doubled in revenue. And I mean, the employee count has doubled with it. So first year you got one employee, the next year you got two, the next year you got four. So this year that stands true with where we were last year, which was around 15.
Yeah. As a leader now with a company more than 30 employees, what's been your greatest learning there in terms of actually leading and managing and the day-to-day of it?
So that's probably been finding my voice as a leader has been, first of all, it's been really fun to get to be a part of that process, but it's been really challenging to find that voice because you have to be a different person for a $25 million company than you do at a $3 million company. One, you have to fight natural tendencies. So a natural tendency for me is to be, I'm really nice. I am the biggest cheerleader on the planet. And that is a huge strength. But when people are not living up to your standards for performance or your standards for behavior, I have to have those tough conversations. And that has been a challenge for me. Now that we are growing, I can't just be this cheerleader. That's not what the company requires of me. It requires me to have open and honest conversations and expect more from people. One of my favorite quotes is, "To whom much is given, much is expected." I live that because I feel like my parents have given me so much that I expect that of every single team member that's in BioLite. That's a different person that the team is experiencing now. Because as BioLite is maturing, Jesslyn is maturing.
On the flip side, do you think that your education in theater and your work in stand-up comedy has helped you embrace the role?
100%. Because here's the thing. You can prepare. You can have all these expectations and know and meditate and all and be just 100% all knowing of how an interaction's going to go, how a presentation's going to go, how your day is going to go, and life throws curveballs at you all day long. And the only thing that you can do is be prepared but be open for improv. That is something that I will say I'm really good on my feet and always have been, thanks to that theater background, thanks to that improv background. And that has served me so insanely well when you get a curveball thrown at you like you do every single day.
That's great. Jesslyn, thank you so much for being with me today.
Absolutely, Christine. Thanks for having me.
After speaking with Jesslyn, what stuck with me is her boundless enthusiasm. She's taken some of her skills from years of acting and practicing improv and stand-up and has applied them to being the spokesperson and CEO of her family's company. What she didn't know, she took and approached the whole company's growth like an education in itself. And whether she's speaking about hiring or the growth rate, the product or her family, that enthusiasm doesn't stop. She clearly loves what she does. And that is certainly one little piece of the recipe for fast growth. What I Know is a production of Inc. Magazine. I'd love it if you could subscribe or follow wherever you are listening. It'll help make sure you don't miss the next episodes of What I Know. And also, if you can spare a minute, please do leave us a review. You can also let us know what you think about our shows by dropping me a note at whatiknow@inc.com, or you can let me know on Twitter at Ligorio. Our producer, who just hanging out with him is like having an IV in a bottle, is Joshua Christensen. Our associate producer is Blake Odom, and our editor is Nicholas Torres. I'm Christine Ligorio-Chafkin. Thank you for listening to What I Know.